Three, two.
This is C. Michael Hall, writer and creator of Ape Entertainment's El Dorado, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gameplay, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And today we're going to be looking at some more Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards. Lindsay Barber of Hill & Knowlton Strategies, Tim Klein, and Konami have sent us some more samples. Mm-hmm. This time it's two booster packs for the Shadows of Valhalla. So we're going to be looking through these. We're going to be opening these two packs, see what's inside there, describe some of them. Mm-hmm. To kind of give you a little bit of an idea, in this set, it is 60 cards. There's 40 super rares, 20 secret rares, and there's 5 cards per pack. So this is one of those that's probably everything shiny.
Yep, everything shiny.
I like shiny.
One of the lesser shiny, one of the special shiny.
I like shiny.
And the pack itself is interesting, too. It's got a gal with blue hair and the blue, somewhat skimpy armor, but wings on the helmet and on a white horse. And there's a black, looks like a mix between a ninja and a knight in the background.
Yeah, the pack almost looks like a foil. Well, there's foil behind it, but it's not all colored, so some of the foil is shining through to give it that shiny effect that I so much love.
Uh-huh.
And everything's such shiny. If you ever watch Firefly, you know when we say, oh, be shiny. Of course, that's related to the mechanic of the ship. Everything's shiny.
Uh-huh.
All right, he's got the first pack open. What do we got?
Goddess Skulls Oracle, which is a gal with very long blue hairs and twin tails, a little circlet on her head, and then a white dress with yellow, not pauldrons and not sleeves. I'm not sure how you'd describe it. And also yellow sleeves or glove, very long. I'm not sure. And also a staff with a red orb and gold. That's a spell card, by the way.
Oh, okay. This is nice. Okay. What do you call that?
They're not pauldrons because they're entirely cloth. I'm not sure what those are called.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you either. That's cool looking. Uh-huh. You've seen these a lot in the medieval times or even sometimes the 1800s where women would have, it's not a cape per se, but they kind of drapes over their shoulders.
Uh-huh. Basically.
So it's a design feature, fashion design feature. But yeah, this is cool. It almost reminds me of the, who's the Vocaloid?
Hatsune Miku?
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of Hatsune with long blue hair.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of cool.
Next is a Pendulum Monster, Twilight Ninja Jogen, which is a black bodysuit with golden armor, including 3 gold moons over his face. And a very huge, I think they're called Kusarigimis. I'm not sure. The scythe on a chain.
Okay.
And the scythe part has one crescent moon type just over the top of the pole, and the other, another crescent moon type sitting on the pole by bottom instead of its midsection.
Okay.
And the chain seems to be electricity, and he's up in the night sky.
Ooh, I like that one. Yeah. The foil effect on him is really cool. Uh-huh. That's really cool looking, guys and gals out there. If this is one, just for the artwork alone, the first two are really nice looking. But this one, the foil effect is really neat how it goes through it. Uh-huh. Very nice. And this one and the first one were the secret rares?
No, there's only one secret rare.
No, there's 20 secret rares.
No, in a pack. 4 super rares, 1 secret rare.
My bad.
And I think the secret rare is Gateway to Chaos, but that's the last one in the pack.
I'm trying to remember. Secret rares have the bright lettering, foil lettering. Okay. My bad.
Red Red Dragon Ninja is next, which is a blonde guy in a red cloth ninja suit with the spikes on his wrist and pauldrons and such. And there's a fire dragon, I mean literally a dragon made of fire around him. And his head is following his fist in a punch. Looks pretty cool.
Oh, man. This is another one where it kind of uses the foil background. It kind of, silver parts of it. I mean, it just leaps out at you. And this is almost, I don't know how to describe it. Almost looks like lenticular. Look at his shoulders kind of rotated in the light and look at his shoulders. Does it kind of look like they're done where it kind of looks like they move a little bit?
Not sure. I think that might be because his armor silver shiny is more shiny than the red shiny, so it makes sense.
Maybe not. Yeah, okay. Not sure. Maybe it's just me then. But yeah, this one's not as cool as the Ninja Jogen, but it's a cool one as well. It's nice. Cool.
And next is another of the Norn, Goddess Verdandis Gaiden. Another gal, this one with a pink hair, a choker and circlet on her. The staff she has is, I think that's green or blue instead of red.
Okay.
And a blue dress with a very big white skirt under it. Not poofy skirt, but just...
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got sparkly like stars in it as well.
Yeah.
Kind of down there when you rotate it in.
I'm guessing the Skuld has them too, but...
I don't think it did. Let me look. It has a few, but not as many.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm guessing there's another one, Goddess Erd's something or other, but yeah.
Wonder how many there's going to be. You think there's three? Three?
Yeah. Skuld, Verdandi, and Erd or...
Okay. Whatever. Alrighty. Gotcha. The three witches.
Yep.
Duh. Valhalla. Ooh. Okay, folks, I'm all right.
And the secret rare of this pack was Gateway to Chaos, which is a white light with little segmented light pouring either out or in from it. And the secret rare scratchy holographic makes it really hard to see if you look at it in the light where the holographic is. It looks like it could be a cool enough card as a normal card, but or a rare card, but the secret rare's shiny, just when you get it to where you can see that shiny, it kind of ruins the whole picture. I'm not sure.
I see what you're talking about. But the effect kind of just washes out the center sphere.
It just makes it so all you see is the shiny and you can't see the picture at all.
But this I can see, maybe it's exploding.
Rare.
Yeah. And then that's just a final remnants. You see nothing left after that.
Yeah, you can kind of see that, that's but cool. Yeah.
And that affects even on the up there in the right-hand corner where they have the type of card it is, like wind or fire. The super rares are foil, like the regulars. But then you look at these and it's scratchy as well.
Huh.
Yep. Look at the lettering is not scratchy, but the circles.
Yeah, it is.
They are scratchy as well. So that I never noticed that before in the other secret rares we looked at. That just now caught my eye holding it in the light. So that's kind of cool.
Yep.
Well, Owen's only in the next one. This booster set did become available on August 17th, so they are available at your stores, whether it's a department store or your gaming stores. They are out there.
Mm-hmm.
They will bring duelists the opportunity to change their own fate and wield the incomparable Mischief of the Time Goddess. The classic spell card from the original Yu-Gi-Oh! Enemy skips the opponent's turn completely and moves the game to the duelist's next battle phase. Additionally, Siegfried von Schroeder's Valkyries are set to make their debut in Shadows of Valhalla, and I don't think we've seen any of those in this first pack.
I don't think so.
See if we get any in this second pack, but again, these are booster packs. You don't know what you're going to get in each pack. It's like blind bags. You don't know. You might get some duplicates in there.
Yep.
You just have to take your chances, and there are, like we said, 60 cards. Yep. But what do we got here in this next pack?
A fusion monster.
Oh, a fusion?
Elemental Hero Chaos Neo.
Okay.
Which is a black bodysuit or just body with little, I think there's a black little triangle armor bit and leg shield. Very white on the wings and black on the inside of the wings. Blue hair and clawed hand.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that one. That's kind of cool.
And,
kind of like his cape is kind of like
I think that's actually wings. Just wing. Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I could almost see this one done up as a comic book character. Really, of course it is.
Yeah, that is one of the hero characters. But
still, I can see this as a that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Okay, what's next?
Mermail Abyssius, which is a green, I think it's almost turtly looking guy with a fish tail armor, that purple with white eyelet, and a coral spear.
Okay.
Red coral spear. Oh, we got some Valkyries.
Nice. Oh, we did get a Valkyrie. Oh, okay. This is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, but we, as Logan said, we got a Valkyrie next. What do we get?
Yep. Or, Valkyrie Zwite, which is a gal with pink hair with the beginning armor and the winged helmet, sword, and on a white horse with a purple background.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
And Valkyrie Earth, which is pretty much the same except for it has a blue hair and a shield. And I think she might be the one that's on the pack, so that's nice.
Ooh, kind of looks like it. Let me see here.
The hair is a bit lighter, but...
Maybe not. This one kind of has like a crown on her head where this one doesn't. Look at it real fast and see.
Oh, good point.
Oh, you got a package there? My bad.
Yeah. It actually almost
looks... They look the same. They do look similar. I'll give you that.
It's just the gal on the pack has the helmet on top of her head, and she has the helmet going down her jaw, kind of.
I think they might be different characters.
Yeah. There's probably at least another Valkyrie.
So we got two Valkyries in that pack, so...
So okay. Two goddesses, the first one, two Valkyries, the second one.
So we're lacking one of the goddesses, but... We'll have to find that in a future time when we're out looking and hunting for cards.
Yep.
So what's a secret rare?
Shadow Fusion, which is, it's got a dark, not quite cat, not quite demon looking thing on one side with an orb in it, and more clearly a demon looking thing on the other side with an orb in it. They're basically silhouette, and they're circling around a very dark orb with black gemstones surrounding them. Yeah, looks pretty
spell.
Cool.
It is another spell. Okay.
Looks nice.
Now, give them this. The spell cards for Gold, Oracle, and Verdandi's Guidance. You don't usually see nice images of characters on spell cards too often. It's usually like these secret rares that we pulled where the imagery is kind of more plain, not as, you know.
But sometimes there's good imagery.
Oh, sorry. I'm dropping cards again, folks. My bad. I'm going to get put on the bench if I'm not careful. But very cool. So those are the two packs that we got. From Hillenotin and Konami, so that's kind of cool. You can kind of see what you're going to get within the pack. You'll get the four super rares, as Logan said, and one secret rare. And of course, in the set, there are 40 super rares and 20 secret rares. And these are basically your booster packs. They're blind bags. You don't know what you're going to get. If you do get duplicates, you know, trade them.
If you're
trying
to get the whole secret rares, you're basically guaranteed. You have to buy at least 10 packs to get every super rare. And at least 20 packs to get every secret.
If you don't get all the duplicates, though.
Yeah.
So hopefully you'll get a set with that way. But yeah, you can try to get them. You might take you a few times to get them. That's part of the fun of pulling the packs, is seeing what you get. And that's part of why I think everybody likes these so much. These packs are going for roughly around $4 a pop at your stores. Like I said, you can find them at Walmart, Targets, at your gaming shops. They did make their debut on August 17th, so they are out there. So you can find them. If you can't find them that way, you can probably go online on some of the digital vendors and get them that way as well. Of course, you got the tried and true ones that are always there for you.
Yep.
Pretty cool cards. I like the goddesses. I definitely like the Valkyries. I'm trying to figure out what the neatest one is. Card design wise, probably Twilight Ninja Jogen.
But you also like the Elemental Hero.
Yeah, kind of like the Elemental Hero, but probably I would have to go with the ninjas. Which one's really jump out to you? That one,
actually, the Red Dragon Ninja. That one looked cool to me. Also,
you can read those off. See what they are.
Good point. Go ahead and read some effect. Since the Twilight Ninja Jogen, if it's in the Pendulum Zone, it gets, if your ninja monster attacks a defense position monster, inflict piercing battle damage, and its monster zone effect is you can reveal a ninjutsu art card in your hand to special summon this card from your hand, which is good because it's level 7. And it also gets piercing damage for itself. And I can go ahead and read the Valkyrie.
Okay. Go for it.
Erst is, if it's special summoned by a spell effect, you can target a Mistress of the Time Goddess in your graveyard and add it to the hand. And if you control another Valkyrie, then as a quick effect, you can banish a monster from your opponent's graveyard, and this card's attack becomes equal to the banished monster's original attack until the end of this turn. You can only use that effect once per turn. And Zwite's got, if this card is summoned, you can target a monster in your opponent controls, destroy it. After damage calculation, if this card battled, you can target a continuous spell in your graveyard, add it to your hand. You can only use each of those once per turn. And Zwite sounds pretty good.
Now he's grabbed the goddess cards. We'll see.
Yep.
And just before he starts that, just as a side comment, this is just me. Just on a quick glance, when you laid this down the very first time, and every time I do a quick glance, it really, the facial and the blonde hair makes it look like Link.
I can see that. Yeah.
Just on a quick glance, and you're just, oh, is that Link in a red suit?
Yeah, Goron outfit, magical armor.
Yeah, because it kind of a similar facial structure with the blonde hair.
Just yeah, I can
kinda
see that. Yeah.
I thought that was kind of fun.
And for the Goddess Scolds, Oracle has, when this card's activated, if all monsters you control are Valkyrie, you can add a Goddess Verdandi's Guidance from your deck to your hand. And once per turn during your main phase, you can look at the top three cards of your opponent's deck and place them on top of their deck in any order. But you can't normal or special summon monsters for the rest of this turn, except fairy. And you can only activate one Goddess Scold's Oracle per turn. Verdandi's Guidance is, if all monsters you control are Valkyrie when it's activated, you can add one Goddess Urd's Verdict from your deck to your hand. And once per turn, you can declare a type of card, monster, spell, or trap. Reveal the top card of your opponent's deck, and if it was the type, declare type, they set it to their field. Otherwise, they add it to their hand. You can only activate one Goddess Verdandi's Guidance per turn. I'm guessing the Urd's Judgment does something with the card that's on the field to finish off the combo.
They're really tied to the Valkyrie card, it sounds like, with their description. So they can kind of boost them up in a sense.
If you only have Valkyrie's, you can go ahead and call out the other Goddess card from your deck to your hand, yeah?
That's kind of cool.
I'm kind of curious what Urd's Judgment does.
We don't have that one, do we? That's okay. Of course, the one we're curious about, but
yeah.
But hey, maybe later we'll get these later on. We'll get them. Logan's attempting to get all of his sets. I think he's got a few full sets, but there's some that he's lacking. We might have to jump online sometime and maybe see if we can finish out the one or two or a few cards that he has for the sets that he hasn't completed yet.
Yep.
So he's trying to get the sets. He gets them for, you know, the collectible aspect, but he loves playing the game as well.
Yep.
And one of the things for libraries to consider, we kind of mentioned this in some of the other...
You can host tournaments.
There you go. You can host tournaments. Not necessarily official tournaments. I don't know what the details are.
There's a way to do official tournaments. I don't know.
Right. You would have to get in touch with Konami directly to see if you can become an official tournament site, and they could probably guide you through that. But you can hold unofficial tournaments there just to let your patrons have fun and just interact with each other. And you can tell when Logan's reading off on the descriptions of these cards, there's a lot of reading involved here, so it strengthens their skills, it strengthens their eyesight, because some of these are very tiny print. Uh-huh. Either that or they'll bring a magnifying glass so they can read it.
The Chaos Neos has some tiny print there.
So that's kind of cool, and it brings a different community to your library, and if you get them involved with that, get them interested, then you can bring in the anime, the mangas. You can really stretch this out and make it a part of your library. Yep. If it's for your personal collection, definitely, you're going to be getting these cards, so don't fool yourself. Go out and pick them up. Might have to save up a little bit for them, but you'll do it eventually. That's how I am with my collectibles. Eventually, I'll get them. Might take a little time, but hey, it's there. But anyway, as we said, this is Yu-Gi-Oh! Shadows of Valhalla booster packs. There are 5 cards per pack, 4 super rares, as Logan commented, and the 1 secret rare in each pack. They are roughly $4 a pack. For the whole set of 60 cards, you're going to need to find 40 of the super rares and 20 of the secret rares. So there you go. And that's what's coming out, or not what's coming out, that's actually what is out that you can find at the stores right now. Well, we've had fun looking at these. I've enjoyed these. They're all shiny. I like the artwork, so that's really cool for me. That's going to do it for us this go around. Hope everybody's enjoyed listening to us. We'll see everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
Everyone, put your hands together, and I'll mark us with a special sign.
What gives, Taya?
It's a symbol of our friendship. So when Yugi's dueling, no matter how tough it gets, he'll know that he's not alone.
Think of us. times when you're afraid. At times it's hard to live with the choices you have made.
Turn around and we'll be there.
Always by your side.
When it's time to stand the test, I know you'll shine above the rest. When you try and find your way, we'll be there, we'll be there,
we'll be there,
we'll be there.
Hold out your hand.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.